Welcome to Drunk on Comics Special Edition, the interviews of Motor City Comic Con. Today, we are bringing you interviews of Mark McKenna, Steven Berger, and Ryan Stegman. First, we'll start with Mark McKenna, a man who has worked on over nearly 500 titles, ranging from Marvel, DC, Archie, and Image Comics. Currently, he's working for Dark Horse on the Star Wars The Old Republic, as well as his children's book, Banana Tales. Enjoy.
Try this again.
Hey, everybody, and we are back at Motor City Comic Con.
The third try on recording with Mark McKenna.
Hey, guys.
He was really happy on the first two.
Oh, that's good.
So, been a great show, been really busy here, and you know, we want to kind of introduce some of our listeners to you,
sure,
if they aren't familiar. So if you can kind of give us a little history on your career in comics, which is pretty extensive.
Yeah, I've been doing this for 29 years. I started in 1985. I worked at Marvel Comics on staff, which honored me to senior. I was an art corrections guy back then, but Marvel always thought of me as an art corrections guy and never as an art guy. So I actually used to go to DC Comics, and they gave me my first contract in 1986. I did Dr. Fate.
Oh, okay.
And I was on contract at DC for 4 years until Marvel called me back to do Doctor Strange. And then I went for wholesale back to Marvel, and I did Nomad. I did The Dark Hole, which was a Midnight Suns book. I did Doctor Strange for a while. I did a Punisher. I did all three Punisher titles, Warzone, War Journal, and Punisher. I worked on Iron Man for a year. Back in the early 2000s, I did at Marvel's Exiles.
Which we're a huge fan of that book.
Yeah, it was really good book, and it had a nice run on it too.
Yeah, that's definitely been one of our favorites. Tony actually got me involved in it. He's like, you need to read this. I'm a big X-Men fan, and
yeah.
I started reading it. I'm like, man, this is fantastic. And,
I'm
scrounging, trying to find every issue I can, because I prefer single issues over trades.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I finally found all the trades that I could read them all, which made me happier than hell. But at the same point, I'm just like, I'm sad that it ended. I wish that it could have kept going and going and going.
Now, what are you currently working on?
I just finished the movie prequel to the Pacific Rim. Guillermo del Toro's Pacific Rim movie comes out 4th of July weekend. I did worked on a 120-page hardcover called Pacific Rim Tales from Year Zero.
Okay.
Which introduces all the characters, the monsters, the robots, so you get familiar before the movie actually comes out.
Nice.
Which is good. I'm working on my own project called Combat Jacks, which is a sci-fi book. I was going back to the old DC 1950s books, where none of this stuff made sense, but you made stuff up. And I created a Space Marines versus Monster Jack-O-Lanterns project, where these Jack-O-Lanterns create photosynthesis, breathable air. Earth is going over there to terraform it for living purposes, and they basically kick our butts. And I'm doing it as a 4-issue miniseries now, and IDW told me they would collect it. So I'm excited about that.
Fantastic.
I did a book called St. Francis School for Zombies. It's a Catholic school zombie book, which is kind of strange. I'm working on another thing called the SteamWorld Chronicles, with an independent guy who raised $12,000 in Kickstarter, and then he wanted to hire me to do his book so it could hopefully bring his level up a little bit, you know.
Awesome.
So that's been keeping me busy a little while.
Now, you've done numerous titles. Is there ever a title that you've always just wanted to get your hands on?
You know, I've done over 475 comics in 29 years. I've done over 8,000 pages. I've never worked on Superman. I never really liked Superman that much, so I'm not too concerned about it. I never worked on Daredevil. He would have been a fun book to work on.
That's one of my favorites.
Yeah. But I was a Silver Surfer fan.
Oh,
I like
yes.
the cosmic characters. And I got to work on a standalone issue, I think 96 or 97, on the first run of Volume Surfer. And I also did some work on the Silver Surfer number 4 annual. But very limited work. I'm also a big Adam Warlock fan, too, and I never really got the chance to do much with him either.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right up Tony's alley. He's a, you know, big cosmic guy. He's also a big fan of Jim Starlin's work.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, I got to ink Jim Starlin on the Death of the New Gods. We got to, they called me in, they asked me, you want to ink a legend? And I said, yeah. And I got to ink about 6 or 7 pages with Jim Starlin, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah. Now, do you typically ink much of your own stuff?
Yes, when I do commissions. Okay. I'll do my own pencil and ink stuff, and then I'll ink them up, you know.
Awesome. Now, where can your fans and our fans find you?
Right, I'm the Mark McKenna on Facebook with 4,500 friends.
Okay.
MarkMcKennaArt.com, CombatJacks.com, Bananatail.com. Bananatail's my children's book property, which I'm trying to get a Boonanatail Halloween special out in time for Halloween. 32 pages of kids stuff with a little bit of spookiness to it. And that's coming out hopefully for Halloween time to shoot.
Nice. Awesome. Well, Mark, appreciate it very much. Thank you so much for taking the time with us, and look forward to seeing what you got coming out here soon.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks, guys. Good.
Next up to bat is Steven Berger, an independent artist working out of Toronto, Canada. He's recently just published his first independent comic, Talk, an anthology centered around conversations.
All right, guys. Derek back here with Drunk on Comics, and I'm here with Steven Berger. How you doing, Steven?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Fantastic. Hey, so finally got to catch up with you last day of the convention here, and tell me a little bit about Talk.
Talk is the first book that I've sort of self-published. I wrote it, I illustrated it. I play a character in the book, and it's a series of illustrated conversations. It's kind of a step back from sort of the grandiose cape and tight style stuff, and that takes sort of average people and exaggerated versions of real conversations, all sort of lighthearted comedy stories.
Nice. Now, one of the biggest questions that I when I first saw it, why the hardbound? You rarely see anybody go with a hardbound, especially like self-published anymore.
I wanted to do everything about the book sort of in a non-standard way, from the way the text bubbles are done, the sort of like ticker tape style as opposed to the word bubbles, to the art styles, a heavily like cross-hatching, which is not very common. And I wanted to do the format of the book itself that was a little bit different from what's sort of normally being published in sort of graphic novel form, at least.
Okay. Now, for people that obviously can't see your work right now,
yeah.
How would you describe your art style? I mean, you've got an amazing talent, but it's kind of hard for me to describe other than very realistic in some senses, but, you know, a different perspective on realism, I guess, maybe.
I took basically the most time-consuming possible way I could, which was a real, maybe bad choice when I first started the book. Now it's done, I'm really happy I did it. It's sort of a really dense cross-hatching, sort of photo. I aim for like a sort of a photorealistic, but sort of also in a somewhat cartoonish, exaggerated, photorealistic style.
And there's a ton of detail in it, too. I mean, just everything that I'm seeing here in front of me to what I've seen online from you. So, now, where can people find your book?
You can get the book at my website, which is stephenberger.com. That's Stephen with a P-H and burger like hamburger.com. I'm doing a bunch of shows coming up. I'm doing the Wizard World in Chicago. I'm doing Fan Expo in Toronto, Montreal Comic Con in September, New York Comic Con in October. So I'll be doing, if it's a major con in around the East Coast and Midwest, then I'll probably be doing it.
Awesome. Look forward to it. They can also find you on Twitter.
On Twitter, at Steven_Berger. Again, Steven with a PH and Berger like hamburger.
Awesome. You guys definitely need to go check out this book. Check out his work. Amazing artist. Can't wait to read it.
Cheers.
All right, thanks.
Thanks.
Last but not least is friend of the show, Ryan Stegman. Now, longtime listeners may be a little confused when they hear that Ryan is rooting for Team Derek by trying to pretend that Peter Parker is not really Ghost. He's really trying to throw you for a loop so that you don't really guess what's happening in the book. And if that's how he does truly feel, just remember he's not Dan Slott. So Ryan's opinion is irrelevant on this matter. But all joking aside, I cannot explain how detailed and amazing Ryan Stegman's art has been on Superior Spider-Man, especially when he's drawn Peter Parker as a ghost.
All right, guys, so we are back here with one of our favorite artists, Mr. Ryan Stegman.
Your very favorite artist, Ryan Stegman. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Actually, probably, yeah. I'd say that's fair enough.
All right.
But welcome back to Motor City.
Thank you.
Yeah, always fun. How's the show been so far?
So busy. I mean, I think for everybody, right?
Yeah.
Like, have you talked to other guys and they've said the same?
When we can get to them.
Right.
Yes, yeah. So, currently, right now, you're doing a comic book. Not too many people have heard about it.
Right.
Superior Spider-Man, I think, is what it is.
Yeah, it's not selling very well.
Yeah.
Wait, what happened to Amazing Spider-Man?
Yeah.
I think that's coming out, right?
I'm behind on news.
Peter, surely Peter Parker is still alive, right, guys?
Oh, see, okay, now this is where it's going to get into a huge debate between Tony and I. We actually have a bet on this as to whether or not Peter is a ghost or not a ghost. I say not a ghost.
Well, I mean, I know as much as you guys do. Like,
well, you probably know a couple issues ahead.
What do you mean is he? What do you think he is?
I think he's a ghost. He's not alive. He is dead.
I think he's something other than a ghost. Maybe like in the brain still. Now, our only condition is if he's astral projection, then it's a wash.
I'll say, in my opinion, because I've never had this conversation with Dan or anybody, but in my opinion, it was he's still part of his brain.
Aha! I'm winning.
Did you read issue 9?
Yes.
See, I thought that we kind of said like that he was still in there,
yeah.
And then he had to go into his own brain and fight it.
Yeah. So see, that's
so you lost.
As soon as
well, you're not. Your name is not Dan Slott, yeah, so I'm going to wait until he proves me right.
Right.
Yeah. So now you did the first 3 issues,
right?
And now you're back on issue. What is it? 9, 10, 11?
Nine and 10, and then 17, 18, and 19.
Okay. Well, that kills part of it. That answers one question because we originally, when number 1 came out, we were debating how many issues it would go before it would go back to Amazing.
Right.
It's going to go
indefinitely.
I mean, I don't know what the plans are beyond Superior, to be honest, but it seems indefinite to me.
Well, what have you heard? Because I've heard
that you can
lots
say,
of good things, lots of people being pissed off. Oh, my God, I can't believe you did that to Peter Parker.
Right.
What have you heard? Good things, bad things?
I've heard the basically the way that I break it down, and maybe it's just the way I choose to read it, but anybody that says that they hate it, they usually follow it up with, well, I haven't read it yet, but yeah. I'm never going to because it's stupid. But the people that hated it, we've converted a ton of the people that hated it because they've read it and they realize what it is now.
Yeah.
Which I knew from the beginning what it was. So I wasn't worried about the backlash. I didn't realize how much the backlash was going to be. But in my mind, I was like, I already knew the whole story, so I knew where it was going to go and that it was good stuff, you know?
Well, you know, I think one of the great things about it, though, too, is that there is a lot of people like myself who sporadically read Spider-Man,
right.
And now I'm reading every single issue. I'm picking up Superior and Avenging both,
right.
Because it's such an interesting storyline.
I mean, the way that I looked at it when I heard the story, I thought, I mean, I love Dan Slott's run on the book, but I thought this was the most different thing that he did, and I think it will be the defining moment in his run. Personally, I hope it goes down as a classic Spider-Man story, because I think it is.
I think it will.
Yeah. I think, well, one of the big things that I feel that fanboys aren't getting is that things need to change sometimes. You can't always have the friendly neighborhood Spider, because
right.
He has done everything pretty much he can, and this is a whole new take on it. That's
well, and, you know, you look at it, and throughout the history of Spider-Man, you do the worst things you can do. That's
yeah.
What he is as a character. He's got hard luck, and this is one of the worst things that could happen. But also, the other thing that I was interested in is I love Spider-Man for his supporting cast.
Yeah.
And this is an interesting way to have a different type of story with the supporting cast, which I think makes up at least 50% of the book for me. I mean,
yes.
Peter Parker might be 50%, the supporting cast is that much, and they're still there. So, like, all the people that were upset about it, you know, like, this isn't a situation where, like Ultimate Spider-Man, where Miles Morales has all their supporting cast.
Yeah.
This is still his supporting cast with a guy inhabiting his body, so it's all still there. You
yeah.
Know?
And it's a fun book.
Yeah.
Like, beyond the, you know, it's deep, it makes you think, but, you know, it's still fun. It's
right.
A little darker than normal, but,
right.
You know, some of the jokes that are in there are great, you know,
yeah.
the ghost popcorn. That's why Tony's
well,
hanging on
yeah,
to
yeah, there's
the
so
ghost
many
popcorn.
Things that they say ghost. It's, I'm just waiting for him to make a clay, you know, a pot with someone.
Right. I don't know if also the Ghost Peter thing, like calling him Ghost Peter, that's probably just because the internet calls him that we make those jokes. Now,
yeah.
You know?
Well, and it's a little easier to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Ghost Pete. Yeah.
Yeah. So what else have you got coming up, or is this kind of it? Are you just doing the one Superior, you know, keep doing your runs on Superior? Or
yeah, that's all
side
I, no, I, covers for other books, but Superior and just Spider-Man in general is all I want to draw. So
cool.
So when drawing Superior, are you acknowledged with some of the other Spider-Man titles to kind of know what's going on there? Such as I heard there's a new suit coming out.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah. No, I mean, I did a cover for Scarlet Spider recently, the issue 20 cover, where I started drawing it, and they said, oh, by the way, there's a new costume, which Umberto had designed, so I didn't have anything to do with it. But then, then I was suddenly just drawing a different cover, so they notified me so that I could make those changes. They sent me his designs and everything, and I think it's a great design also.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, cool, Ryan. We'll let you get back to work. We got a line of people waiting here to get to you.
All right.
But thank you again so much. You know, love watching you on Twitter with your crazy little things that you pop up just randomly throughout the day. It's one of the things that I love most about being on there.
All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah. And next weekend, Cherry Capital Con.
You gonna be
Traverse
there?
City. We're gonna be doing myself, and I don't know who everybody else can, but. At least two of us will be doing a day trip.
We can live up to the Drunk on Comics name there.
Unfortunately, it's just going to be a day trip, but we'll take care of the Drunk on Comics tonight.
Well, you could just drive home drunk.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Actually, one of our friends is driving, so there you go. We'll make him.
Yeah, no, there will be booze at the show. So.
Oh, yeah.
Have you done the show?
We haven't done it. We've been.
Okay.
Well, yes. We will definitely interview again, because whenever we see you, we have to have an interview.
Yeah.
So come up with something new by now.
Next time
I'll
be like, no, he's a ghost. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, buddy. We appreciate it. All right, guys. Check Ryan's segment out on Twitter. He's got an Art of Ryan segment Facebook page. And any place else that you can look for you?
Blogger. I mean, just find me on Twitter. And
Google his name.
Just fan out from there.
Yeah,
and it's Ryan's segment.
You pretty much own the internet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So.
It was made for me.
Yes.
And I loaned it out to other people.
Well, thank you for that. So,
yeah.
All right, guys. We'll see you later.
Well, that wraps up our first set of interviews for Motor City Comic Con. We have plenty more in the works, so stay tuned. Same drunk time, same drunk channel. Cheers.